The kingdom will ever see me again. Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of any of you, for I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flocks of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I have never stopped warning each of you, night and day, with tears. This is the word of the Lord.
Heavenly Father, we come to this juncture in our church life in which we will celebrate the coming of new elders, but also to thank you for what you've done in our midst last year as we have the annual meeting afterwards. And we take to heart the very words of Paul here as he shared this with his fellow elders from Ephesus, how he encouraged them with these words. May these words speak to us. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And the people said, Amen. So Paul is on his final mission trip around the Mediterranean, and he has spent the last 20 years in the Mediterranean reaching out to Jews and non-Jews. He doesn't know what's going to happen to him. In the previous 3 years, he has been based at the city of Ephesus, and from the city of Ephesus, he has extended his ministry up into what is known as the province of Asia, which is present-day Turkey. And there is a group of leaders in the city of Ephesus who have shepherded, who have looked after the churches of Ephesus with Paul. They are called, you guessed it, elders. And now, Paul is on his way back to Jerusalem, and people are warning him that great tribulation awaits him in Jerusalem. However, he goes to Miletus, he calls for the elders of Ephesus to come to Miletus so that he can say goodbye to them. And as he says goodbye to them, these are the words that he says to them, his very last words, which we will read together because these are very key words to an understanding of the ministry of eldership, if you like. So let's read this together. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. Now, Paul says, keep watch over your souls and the flock. But then he also says that God has bought this church of God, his church, with his own blood. So what did Paul mean by that? What was he trying to say? He's actually stating, and let's read this again, this is why Jesus has bought the church with his own blood, and why he calls the elders of Ephesus to shepherd the church. So let's read this. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. So therefore, Jesus is the good shepherd of the church. He's a good shepherd of the church because the church comes into being through the act of Jesus dying on the cross for the church. So Jesus is either called the good shepherd or the chief shepherd of the church. He looks after the church in general, but this is very important for us as we gather here today on this day in which we admit new elders and in which we also celebrate God's goodness to us and set, if you like, some thoughts about the future. It is very important for us to remember God also shepherds our church. Okay, he is not just generally looking after his church all over the world, and all over the world today, there have been many churches who have met, but he also is our chief shepherd. He also is our good shepherd. And that is why here, it is important to see that elders' function as what I call the under shepherds of the chief shepherd, of the good shepherd. In Presbyterian churches, okay, in our church family, in our denomination, when the elders of the church meet, it is called the session. The session. So that's why in our church, the word session and elders are used interchangeably. Because the session, in actual fact, are the elders meeting in session. And now Paul is realizing that he will never see these elders from Ephesus again. In fact, he knows he will not. And he's giving his last words of advice to them. And he does not know what's going to happen to him, as I said. But one thing that God has revealed to Paul is this, that there'll be false prophets. And in that passage that Rachel read to us just now, Paul refers to these false prophets who will infiltrate the elders of the church of Ephesus. He calls them savage wolves. Savage wolves. And so Paul is actually preparing the church of Ephesus for a very unknown future in which savage wolves will come, in perhaps even in sheep clothing, to influence the church. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, made you under shepherds, made you elders. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. Be shepherds under the chief shepherd and look after the church, which he, the chief shepherd, the good shepherd, bought with his own blood. But notice what it says here. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which God has made you overseers. The Ephesian elders are actually meant to look after their souls first as they look after the church. Because sometimes we can take the church as an excuse not to look after ourselves. And so, if you like, self-care and church care go hand in hand. You cannot just ignore self-care, spiritual self-care, and go and serve God. But neither can you just merely serve God, be engaged in church care, without looking after yourself. They both go hand in hand. How many of you have been on a flight? Okay. As you go into the flight, as the flight takes off, you have that scene on the video screen, or sometimes the flight attendant coming to tell you what to do if oxygen masks suddenly drop out of the ceiling above. And you know what they always say, right? You know, parents of children, you put on the oxygen mask first before you put it on the child. And that's how I feel about spiritual care too. We need to put on our oxygen masks first before we put on the oxygen masks of other people in our lives. We need to engage in both our spiritual health as well as the spiritual health of the church. And I would say that for me, where there are healthy spiritual leaders, and it's not just elders, but also, say, Sunday school teachers, youth lead workers, people who serve in F&M too, let's say, there needs to be healthy leaders before we can have a healthy church. I think both go hand in hand. And sometimes we are so concentrated on the health of the church that we forget about the spiritual health of the church. The spiritual health of ourselves, sorry. So we face an uncertain future as a church today, the 4th of March 2018. Please pray for our elders and our Sunday school teachers and our youth workers and our F&M servants, okay? Because we should really be engaged in both spiritual self-care and spiritual church care. Now, in Presbyterian circles, I am called the teaching elder, and in the Presbyterian Church of Canada, there's also another technical expression for me, minister of word and sacrament. And those other elders who serve on session are called ruling elders. So you have Teaching elder, and some churches have two teaching elders. Teaching elders and ruling elders working as a team together to shepherd over the church. So I'm going to end this devotion now. We're going to take the offering, and after the offering, we are going to have the ordination and the admission of elders.